Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke. I'm with you for the next 90 minutes and 16 tracks on another lovely evening here in the west coast of Newfoundland and Labrador. You're listening to us at 100.1 FM. That's right here in Cornerbrook, CKVB, and you're also listening to the show on the Voice of Bombay, 95.1 FM in Norris Point. We're starting off with a bunch of tunes here from a band called Back of the Moon. I'll let them get back to it, and I'll tell you a bit about them and some of the other music coming up in this hour and a half. Hope you stay with us. Nothing like the Scottish Pipes to start off a show, right? That's a band called Back of the Moon. It was a Scottish band. They have, obviously, bagpipes and fiddles and vocals, although you didn't hear it there. Solid guitar, piano rhythm section, and a bit of brass, as you noticed there as well. They formed in 2000. They toured annually for many years, up until 2007, when they played their last ever gig in November, around this time, in 2007. At the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is a good place to end off if you've ever been to the Kennedy Center or heard about it. It's a great venue. They won a number of awards, including Best Celtic Group at Festival Interceltique in Lorient in 2003, which is a really big Celtic event. And this track was from Luminosity, which was their third release, and it was called Goodfellows, which is a set of three or four tunes. I lost track. So, after that little bit of spurt of some Celtic music, we'll continue on with another band, and this is a band that they're four Irish and Scottish musicians, and they got together back in 2008. And the album that I'm playing from is called Dual, which means to braid or to twine or inheritance or native in the Irish Gaelic as well as the Scottish Gaelic. And so what they're trying to do, basically, is to knit together or braid together the Irish and the Scottish Gaelic traditions. So the four members, Julie Fowlis, who's gone on to make a number of solo CDs, quite highly acknowledged, Ross Martin, Eamon Dourley, and Muirinich Amblyopha. Sorry about that. Both the last two were from a band called Danu, a great Irish band. This maybe means nothing to you if you don't know Irish music, but anyway, it's sort of important. So we'll sort of look at a piece that they've done here, and it's three pieces together, which includes some mouth music called mouth music, where you're just sort of singing and lilting, and sometimes you couldn't even afford a fiddle, so you would sing the fiddle part. And so the three things, and I won't even try, you heard what I said earlier, the Gaelic, so I won't even try, but in the English translation, the three songs they're doing is, If I Had My Choice of the Three of Them, that's the title, by the way. Second one is Dance, We Would Dance. And the third one, Christiolina Ewan's Daughter. So this is from their CD called Duel. And that's bringing the Scottish and the Irish Gaelic together. And a great track there from a band two Irish and two Scottish Gaelic singers. And the album was called Duel. You're listening to CKVB 100.1 FM on your radio dial. And if you're listening also on Voice of Bombay, that's at 95.9 in Norris Point. Both of those stations have internet streams. So if you have people who live away who you think would be interested in listening to some of the shows on these radio stations, you can give them the coordinates and they can listen in. So for Bay of Islands Radio, it's www.boir.ca. For VOBB, it's VOBB, www, of course, VOBB.org. And it's about as simple an address as you can get for both of those places. Next up, a musician who's been around the Canadian scene for quite a while, Pierre Schreier. He's part of the famous Schreier Triplets. I don't know if you ever spent any time in the fiddling scene in Canada, especially in Upper Canada and the Ottawa Valley and that area in Quebec. They burned up the Ottawa fiddling circuit years ago. That was Louis and Daniel and Pierre Schreier, and they were really triplets. And their sister, Julie Schreier, is a great piano player, backed them up. It was a sight to see. It really was. And since those days, Pierre has become a producer and a performer and a gem on the Celtic music scene. He does a lot of classes. He's very interested in passing on traditions. And he comes from the Franco-Ontarian culture of Canada. So in Northern Ontario, I know, in the East, there's a sense of Ontario is just sort of this monolithic machine that sucks up everything in the rest of the country. But there's a lot of different cultural groups in Ontario who are forgotten and all that. One of them is the Franco-Ontarian culture, which is more in Northern Ontario. And I remember first many, many, many years ago going to a festival in Ottawa, the Franco-Ontarian Festival. And I was sort of trying to get my head around that because I grew up where there weren't a lot of French-speaking people or people in general, so to speak. And I was just blown away with the amount of music and culture and so on that existed there. So that's the background that he comes from. And they recorded a number of albums as triplets, but he's recorded, 6, 8, 10 maybe albums, but sometimes in solos and duets and so on. He's with this group right now called 3TIR or whatever. And it's a dynamic. It's a trio with an accordionist from Ireland, Dermot Byrne, and a guitarist from the West Coast, Adam Dobrys. They actually played in St. John's at the Folk Festival this past year. They're doing a big tour, coast-to-coast Canadian tour. He's also a luthier, so he makes his own fiddles, and he's a watercolor artist, so he does his own CD covers. So that covers just about everything there. And he's founded a festival that takes place in Thunder Bay each June, a great festival called Canadian Celtic Celebration. So this is Pierre Schreier, and this is a tune that is very common, Red-Haired Boy, but he's doing it very differently and methodically. And sometimes when you play tunes in sessions, you just play them so fast, because it's fun sometimes to play fast. It's that kind of bluegrass gene that's in everybody, like try to play something twice the speed it really should be played. And you miss out on the musicality. How's that for a word? Musicality of the tune. So this is taking Red Haired Boy and slowing it down and just milking it for all it's worth, this Pierre Schreier. Thank you. with some help from the family. That was Pierre Schreyer Band and something called Red-Haired Boy, a very different version of Red-Haired Boy. That's from the album called The Blue Drag, which won a number of awards. And, of course, Pierre Schreyer's got all kinds of stuff available if you're interested. Next up, we'll listen to a band called The Dive. That's how apparently the Gaelic pronunciation is it. It's spelled D-A with an accent aigu. D-A-I-M-H. The M-H apparently is a V sound, I'm told. So they take this name from the Gaelic word for kinship. And they're based in the West Highlands of Scotland. If you've ever been to the West Highlands of Scotland, they're an awful lot like Cabretton. They're a lot like parts of Newfoundland and Labrador. A lot of kinship there. So they play lots of, you know, pyrotechnic jigs and reels, you know, and achingly poignant ballads, the full expressive gamut of folk music from that area. They released their first album in 2000. They have five out now. At this point, they're still around. This is, I'm taking something from their fourth album called Diversions. It was released about 2010, something like that. Music from the Gaelic tradition, clearly songs old and new. And it's covering the favorite topics of subjects of the Gaels, things like love and death and war and drink. So this is a set of tunes called White House. And that was a band called Dive from the West Highlands of Scotland and something called White Houses, actually. I think I said White House when I opened it. It started off with a Strathspey from Mebu in Kibreton. And also another Kibreton tune called Union Street Session. Paul Cranford is the writer of that. He wrote a lot of Kibreton tunes. And Breakin' Borve, and then Takin Jila Shidag, which I don't know the English translation for. Next up, a fellow from, now makes his home in Canada, grew up in Montreal for the most part, although he was born in South Bend, Indiana. He was the son of English professors, which, you know, marks you for life as something or other, which could be, as well, an amazing folk singer. So his love of music and poetry inspired his parents to take their son to the great jazz and blues and folk clubs, not only in Indiana where he was quite young, but then they moved to Montreal and spent a lot of time in the folk music and the jazz music and the blues music in the clubs of Montreal. And so he became a performer quite young, age of 14. He was already kind of a mainstay on the folk and coffee house scene. He played banjo and fiddle, mandolin and guitars, harmonicas, things like that. I'm talking about Michael Jerome Brown, MJB, Michael Jerome Brown. He's won the Folk Music Award, Canadian Folk Music Award, three times, I think, as a traditional singer, as a solo artist. He's won Maple Blues Awards, Kerrville, Texas, a major festival there. He's a new folk finalist. He's been awarded or nominated for Junos in a number of categories. And he does try to show the interconnections between different kinds of cultures and musics, which has resulted in things like roots music, gospel, blues, old time, country, soul, Cajun, all of those. So he's a musician's musician as well. When he isn't performing his own material, he does tour quite a bit, and he records quite a bit as well. He's in demand, backing up and recording other artists. So we'll listen to a piece from him now. This is something called Cuckoo, which is part of the American Appalachian tradition. And he loves to play the gourd banjo as well. This is a banjo made out of a gourd. But anyway, see what you think of this. This is Michael Jerome Brown.
Well, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she wobbles as she flies, and she never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Little Willie, she's my darling. Little Willie, she's my dear. Little Willie, she's my darling, and I hate to leave her here. Horse, old Molly was us two. Oh, Corey, drink no water. Oh, Molly, she flew.
That's a dandy little number from Michael Jerome Brown, something called Cuckoo. You're listening to Babe Islands Radio and Voice of Bombay all at the same time. Well, not exactly the same time, maybe. There could be a time delay, but if you're listening to it, you're listening on one of those places or on the worldwide interweb. If you want to get in touch with me for any reason about the music I'm playing and so on, just email me, Ivan, I-V-A-N, at Boir, B-O-I-R. .ca, B-O-I-R being Bay of Islands Radio. I'm not sure how many times we'll have to say that just to make sure that everybody knows. But if you're a new listener, maybe you know Boire, Boire, what's that? That's like French for a drink, isn't it? Anyway, close. Next up, we have a band from called Fragment in English. Anyways, they're founded in Bratislava in the Slovak Republic back in 1983, back when it was Czechoslovakia. And their main intention was to play progressive bluegrass and newgrass music. And the band quite fast gained recognition on the Czech bluegrass scene. Yes, yes, there is a bluegrass scene in the former Eastern Europe. It's quite alive, and there's some great... It's really fun to hear the way in which bluegrass is played in Europe, because bluegrass has a bit of a following, a cult following there and throughout Belgium. And if you want to see a great movie with bluegrass soundtrack to it, there's a movie called Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Something like that. Or The Unbroken has something circle in it and so on. It's made in Belgium, I believe. It's a terribly sad movie, but it's well done. It's one of those things that just comes back to you. And the music is amazing. And it's a, you know, sort of circles around a bluegrass band and what happens to one of the elements in that band. Anyway, so yes, Fragment, they gained a recognition on that the home bluegrass scene. They won the Recordings of the Year and so on. And they also were able to, they kind of disappeared and then reformed and disappeared and reformed a number of times. And in the 90s, they played a number of the International Bluegrass Music Association events, IBMA, which are huge events if you're in the bluegrass industry, and won some awards there and played some showcases. And that was a really big move for them into the North American market. And they did a big tour, and they sang at Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, highlight of the tour, and so on. And so they've won the best the European bluegrass band a number of times and so on. In 2010, they, you know, sort of were reformed again. Their former banjo player came back, a refreshed lineup. They recorded a demo of four songs, and they plan to hit the road again in 2011. But since then, I can see nothing of them. Maybe they never made it off the road. Not sure. But here's their version of a song. I really like, there's a couple of others. I'll play sometime other Eastern European bluegrass music if you want. But I like this CD. It was simply called Sny, S-N-Y, which I have no idea what that means. I should have looked it up, I guess, in Google Translate. But anyway, we'll listen to something which you might recognize, because it's originally a Sean Colvin song, just in case it's sort of one of those earworms that's in your head and you're wondering, where did I hear this before? This is the Slovak band called Fragment. Tweet.
co trvá dál a dál. Ta záhada je o moc těžší, než se zdá. Někdo nám štěstí vzal, signál. Komu z nás odpustí, tak co já vím. Jsem zbraní, stojím příliš blízko snů.
Very nice. That's a band out of originally from Slovakia and bluegrass, Eastern European bluegrass. What I like about that is the space in it. And people often tell me, musicians, like real musicians, say, Ivan, you got to leave space. And the point of music is not so much what notes you play, it's what notes you don't play and when you play and when you don't play and so on. And there needs to be some space. And the tendency is sometimes when I'm playing bluegrassy kind of stuff, you just say, oh, here's a bit of silence. Let's fill it in with a run. You know, I'm going to play something else. Oh, I can play some harmonica on this. And you just try to make that wall of sound what made Phil Spector famous. But sometimes what a tune needs is that space. And there's a tune there that they were doing, which you might have recognized if you knew Sean Colvin's work. But I love how they create some space in the latter part of that, especially. So that was a band called Fragment. Good luck finding that one. It's a little bit difficult to find their stuff, but we have the World Wide Web now, so you can find it. The name of the CD is SNY, Snay. And what they call that song is Prilis Blisgod Snum, or something like that. Next up, something that is much easier to find. This is the latest CD from Robert Plant. Carry Fire is the name of it. It's his 11th solo studio album, and was released just in, I guess, about middle of October of this year. It's the second one where he was backed by the sensational Space Shifters. And I don't know if you go on the web and try to, there's a concert, I forget when it was. It was a couple of years ago after their first album came out. And it was Robert Plant with, it's a crack band. It's an amazing band. They're playing all kinds of interesting instruments as well, you know, playing the bendir and the oud and djembe and electric guitars too. And they do not only their own material that they had recorded back in that earlier, I think it was called Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar, their album from 2014. But they also did versions of the old Led Zeppelin classics. And I must say, I mean, Led Zeppelin was great at a time, but they've added a fresh note to that. And it's quite amazing to hear A Whole Lot of Love. And, I mean, he can't quite hit those high notes anymore. None of us can. Nor should we, necessarily. But anyway, I'm just saying it's a really good band that he's got together, and it's great to see that they're backing him up on this studio album as well. And in recent years, it's said that Robert Plant has been sort of a stylistic restlessness, that he moves from one style to another, and sometimes people need to follow him around and so on. But I realize that most of the people that I've listened to, the people that I've listened to for 30 or 40 years or whatever their CDs, most of them are ones who are peripatetic in their musical styles. They move around, they change. Other musicians and bands who play the same thing over and over become less interesting, I find. This is only a personal thing. So there's some really good bands that I love, you know. Gogo Bordello. Okay, take them as an example, and I hope they don't live close by because I don't want them knocking on my door late at night. But they're a wonderful Celtic punk band. I've played them on here before. I will more again. But it seems like they've got this genre, and they just stick with it, and they stick with it, and they stick with it. And it's growth. We need some growth. Anyway, so Robert Plant, he has moved around a fair bit, although this one is more similar to the one that he did a few years back. Lyrically, it's some bigger issues. Talks about colonialism and nationalism, and, you know, of course, Trump having been elected last year means that he talks about walls and stuff like that. And there's a bit more traditional rock and roll in there, maybe some chugging electric guitars and so on. And lyrically, he takes a pretty meditative position, wistful. He's getting older, like all of us, and mortality haunts the back of his mind, as it said in some review I saw. On one of the tracks, he sings, "And now the carnival is over. Someone turned out the light." But anyway, it's kind of an interesting piece, and he seems just fine with where he is right now. And so are we. So some of the same musical foundations. If you're a big Zeppelin fan, you know, you want to hear Zeppelin again. Well, you're not going to hear Zeppelin again. Like the whole idea is that they don't. When the very few times that they've recreated that lineup, the lineup that they can anymore, they sound like the old Zeppelin. They try to. They haven't really moved that on. But if you think about some of that Zeppelin stuff, you know, where they were doing, it was mainly blues-based. A lot of Eastern flavor. If you think of Kashmir and so on, some of the things they were getting into. This really fits with the kind of thing that Zeppelin was heading toward. And so Plant sounds right at home with this stuff, and so he should be. Anyway, that's a view of it, and you can decide for yourself. I'm sure you've heard some of this probably on the radio already, but this is from his Carry Fire CD. This is called The May Queen.
freedom of their attitude. Out here the fire's still burning, so long into my night. Still captive and still yearn, surrender to
And from Robert Plant's latest solo album, along with the Shapeshifters and some great other musicians, that was something called The May Queen. The album's called Carry Fire, available at fine record stores everywhere and on the World Wide Web, which may be where you're listening to us. Who knows? Next up, this is a bit of a departure, I suppose. I was just sort of leafing through, stumble across this double CD that I'd gotten many years ago. It's called Rogue's Gallery. And basically, it's a remastering, redoing of a number of sea shanties. Maybe you know sea shanties, maybe you don't. I'm sure if you listen to the show long enough, you'll hear a bunch of them. But it's the idea started out when they were making Pirates of the Caribbean, actually the movie. Pirates of the Caribbean 2, I believe it was. I haven't seen any of them, so I can't tell you the difference between them as if there were any. And Johnny Depp and some other people were sitting around saying, you know, because they were indoctrinated. They were sort of steeped in pirate culture at the time. And so they were saying, really, those sea shanties, songs of working at sea, I mean, some of them are really quite bawdy and some of them are really out there and some of them are sad and so on. But they said, well, that was really the original punk rock of the time, sea shanties. Shouldn't somebody kind of redo those shanties, those old shanties, with different people, you know, like people who you wouldn't normally think would be singing sea shanties? And so they found a guy, Hal Kilner, who decided for some reason, he's not quite sure himself why. So Hal Wilner, wasn't quite sure why he said he'd do it. But he said, sure, yeah, I'll do this. And so he steeped himself in sea shanties and he said it really came together in a weird way. And all of a sudden they had a studio in New York and they're asking people at random. You know, they had people like Bono and Nick Cave and, you know, various luminaries, I suppose, who are, you know, featured on these two CDs. There's about 45 or 43 or whatever. You know, Sting, Richard Thompson, Loudon Wainwright III, Brian Ferry, Robin Holcomb, Bill Frisell, Martin Carthy, maybe you've heard of some of these, Lucinda Williams, Richard Green, Mary Margaret O'Hara, there's some names I can't say on the radio. Harcourt, Stan Ridgway, Lou Reed. Yeah, anyway. So I thought, I should play a couple of these. So I will. And I must say that sometimes you buy things and then you don't listen to them for a long time and you say, oh, this is great. I'll listen to it again. This really doesn't stand up very well. I'm sorry to say, but there are 43 tracks, so I could at least find a couple that I thought were still somewhat interesting. But I thought, well, it was a good idea at the time. But if you're really into sea shanties, if you're really into kind of hearing your favorite artist doing something quite unusual, then fill your boots. You know, find it if you can, or email me. I'll sell you mine. So we're going to listen to two of them. First of all, we'll listen to something called The Grey Funnel Line, which is a really famous old song. It was written by Cyril Tawney originally, one of Britain's greatest songwriters. And he served for a dozen years or so in the Royal Navy. And the song is based on those experiences. And it's a name. The Grey Funnel Line, by the way, is a nickname for the modern Royal Navy. And after that, we'll hear Greenland Whale Fisheries, Van Dyke Parks and a whole bunch of other friends. And it's an American whaling song, sometimes used as a capstan chanty, and there's different kinds of shanties. And it captures the thrill and the danger of whaling in the 19th century, of course. You know, now we don't do that sort of thing unless you're in a couple of countries of the world where they do. But in this one, it seems that the person is a little bit more grieved about what's happening there. But it shows you a bit of the stylistic variations in this CD. And one of the beauties of it, apparently, when they actually were doing the recording, is that, well, they had a studio in New York for periods of time and other places, and people just kind of wandered in. And so he wasn't quite sure who was going to be on tracks. And so that's why each track has extensive listening of who's there. But this is from a CD called Rogues Gallery, a set of CDs. This is what happens when you sit around making movies like Pirates of the Caribbean, thinking about, oh, what should we do next?
Don't mind the wind or the rolling sea. The weary nights never trouble me. But the hardest time on a sailor's day is to watch the sun as it sinks away. Just one more day on the gray funnel line. Oh, the finest ship that sails the sea, it's still a present for the likes of me. But if I had wings like Noah's dove, then I'd fly up harbor to the one I love. Just one more day on the gray funnel line. Now there was a time when I was free, like a floating spark on the rolling sea. But now that spar is washed ashore, and it comes to rest at my real love's door. Just one more day on the gray funnel line. Oh, every time I gaze behind the screws, how I long to be in St. Peter's shoes. Then I'd walk on down that silvery lane, and I'd take my real love in my arms again. Just one more day on the gray funnel line. Oh Lord, if only dreams were real, that I'd put my hands on that wooden wheel, and with all of my tell the boys that we're homeward bound. Pass the time like some machine until the blue ocean turns to green. Then I
146. 'Twas March of the 18th day. We hoisted our colors to the top of the mast, and for Greenland bore away, brave boys. And for Greenland bore away. A lookout in the cross tree stood with a spyglass in his hand. There's a whale, there's a whale fish, he cried. And she blows at every span, brave boys. And she blows at every span. The boats were launched and the men aboard, and the whale was full in view. Resolved was each seaman bold to steer it where the whale fish flew.
Of sea shanties there, ending off with the Greenland whale fisheries, and before that, the Grey Funnel Line. The Grey Funnel Line was sung mainly by Jolie Holland and a bunch of other friends helping out, and Van Dyke Parks was doing the lead singing on the Greenland whale fisheries. You're listening to Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Corner Brook Region, Bay of Islands Region, and also VOBB, Voice of One Bay, at 95.9 in Norris Point. Next up, a band called the Watery Hill Boys, and they come from the Watery Hill area of Drogheda in Ireland. It's a hilly area where there's this cool, clear water that flows down from the mountains and into the River Boyne. And it said that you can feel the rhythm, it's said by publicists, you can feel the rhythm of the flowing water from the mountain streams in the music of the Watery Hill Boys. Now, the music they play is not really Irish at all. It's old-time country, early bluegrass, based on the music of groups like the Carter Family and the Skillet Lickers. They were a great band, Skillet Lickers, by the way, if you ever see their albums around. The Blue Sky Boys, Bill Monroe, and so on. So it's American roots music, folk and acoustic roots music. They haven't been together very long, but they've all, as they put it somewhere, or I was reading, they've all received postgraduate credits in the University of Life and Music. And so they've had informal courses for many years on Fridays at Carberry's Pub and every second Tuesday at Clark's. And a number of other watering holes, too numerous to mention, in the Drogheda area. So that's the University of Life and Music. And that's the best place to learn how to play some of this stuff is at a session, clearly. So we're going to hear a track from the Watery Hill Boys, one of their CDs. Somebody's been using that thing. You can find a few of them around. But this is called Working on a Building. And it was recorded by the Carter Family back in the 1930s. And this is influenced by Bill Monroe. The Watery Hill Boys say this is one of their favorite gospel songs, Working on a Building. Singing along to that, the Watery Hill Boys, then you don't got the spirit for sure. That was a great version of I'm Working on a Building. And it's from their CD called Somebody's Been Using That Thing. Watery Hill Boys from Ireland. Next up, we have a band, a trio from France. They're called Ballsy Swing, B-A-L-L-S-Y, Ballsy Swing. And they have a very highly developed myth of their origins as a band. And in short, it's, you know, I'm sort of semi-quoting here from some rough translation, because all the stuff I found was in French. It's a story, it's a worthy of a traditional tale. It's an ode to the tragic youth of musicians who had grown up with only pizzas marinated in jasmine tea to eat. So they were raised in this maze of dark cellars, these three promising young folks who were raised in cages with intensive listening to Bach and Jean-Michel Jarretel and various repertoires of people from the Auvergne. And during their childhood, they were often chained to the floors of the most improbable music balls, fed only with zucchini fins and muslin nutria, with the intention of making them the future great champions of the industry of music, of hip-hop, of musette with serious lyrics. But taking advantage of a clear moonlit night, they managed to escape and took refuge for a while in a cabaret striptease. And today they are Colin Delzant on cello, Valère Passeri on violin, and Lucas Debeau on the diatonic accordions. And they say they're proud to offer us the fruit of this incredible journey, this incredible childhood, this incredible story. It's music that will make you shout and dance and soar, that comes from all of these influences. And so this is from a couple of their CDs. This is from a CD called Le Pain Quotidien, Daily Bread. And it's a track simply called Scottish à Chloe. It was written by the accordion player. The accordion player was in town here in Cornerbrook and in Norris Point as a member of a trio called Epic this summer. And a wonderful accordion player, really, really brilliant. And this is a track that he wrote. And so this is the trio Ballsy Swing. We'll be right back. chant there called it was a Scottish Chloe. That's it. The Ballsy Swing was the name of the band, from a trio from France. Next up, we're getting closer and closer to a joyous end of the year, a time when we celebrate a variety of things, including, depending on what tradition you're from, solstice or Hanukkah or various other ends of the year celebrations, or Christmas. So I've been playing a little bit of holiday music, and so I'll continue that. I'll do a whole holiday show in a couple weeks, I think right before, the Thursday before Christmas, of fun music from this time of year. So this, I'm trying to play not your average kind of Christmas music that you'd hear. This is from Ramon Veloz, and he was born in Cuba in the late 60s. And he began performing with his grandparents, who were legendary performers of what's called música campesino, or sort of country music, Cuban country music. It developed in the central mountain regions among the settlers of Spain and settlers from the Canary Islands, and emphasizes guitars and lutes and stringed instruments, has a sort of a bouncy rhythm rather than the polyrhythmic grooves of Afro-Cuban music from the coastal regions, which has become very popular and symbolic, I suppose, of Cuban music. But there are other kinds of Cuban music as well. So campesino is a unique form of folklore, popular music in Cuba. And it's Veloz has made it his mission to promote this often overlooked Cuban style in his playing. So he's performed around the world. And as a band member also with Celina Gonzalez. Celina Gonzalez is known as the queen of Cuban country music. So here he's doing a lively Guajira version of, well, it's, you're going to recognize this tune at some point. And it, it's popular, the Guajira, which is G-U-A-J-I-R-A. It's a popular music campesino dance style. It blends Cuban song along with Spanish canción and so on. So this is our trip to Christmas through Cuba.
Celebrar, todos venid a celebrar, que ya ha llegado la Navidad, ha llegado la Navidad, ha llegado la Navidad, la Navidad.
¡Eso!
Salvador, si todos quieren ir a Belén, todos quieren ir a Belén, todos quieren ir a Belén, ir a Belén.
¡Vamos a Belén!
Paz y amor.
Paz en la Tierra, and that is Ramon Veloz, and our bit of Christmas music for today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. We have a few more tracks to do on tonight's show before we move along and make way for other things. I like to play cover music sometimes that is a little bit more unusual, and I suppose this past track kind of put us in mind of that, because that was a version of Joy to the World, of course, that you might not recognize. Here's a track from a couple of folks. They're basically DJs, musicians, called Mo Horizons, M-O apostrophe Horizons. And they worked together in the late 90s and the 2000s and so on in a number of the clubs in Germany. They did a number of 12-inch releases, you know, that were very big hits in the European club scene. Did a lot of television commercials, compilations, and so on. They have sort of an identifiable, it's said, retro sound that borrows from soul and funk and Latin and Brazilian and trip-hop and world music and so on. And so they did a cover of Hit the Road, Jack. They were teaming up with the Brazilian singer Laila Pantel. And so they got her to do this. And so they do a sort of a samba-inspired rendition of Hit the Road, Jack. It was a classic. I don't know if you remember it, Curtis Mayfield. And it was performed by Ray Charles way back in the early 60s, like 61 or something like that, originally. It shot to number one on the charts. It's been seen as an all-time soul classic. And so this is another version of that, brought to you by Mo Horizons. This is Hit the Road, Jack.
Não diz nada, vou botar os pés no chão e seguir na estrada. Não penso que o destino é assim tão cruel. Na vida cada um representa seu papel. Não perca seu tempo nessa confusão. Eu vou fazer as minhas malas e seguir com decisão. Já tô com o pé na estrada e não vou mais voltar. Não vou, não vou, não vou. Já tô com o pé na estrada, não vou mais voltar. Já tô com o pé na estrada e não vou mais voltar. Não vou, não.
Thank you.
That's a dandy version there. It wasn't done any better by Ray Charles, who made that a hit in 1961. That was Hit the Road, Jack. That's Mo Horizons, a DJ couple there who did the background music. And the singer was Brazilian singer Lila Pantel. A couple more tracks here. Next up from, speaking, you know, having that be sort of crossing genres a little bit, a band called No Crows. And they were formed in 2005 in Sligo. In Ireland, Sligo is a very impressively diverse music scene. And so this band does not just the Irish trad, but they do a lot of jazz and classical, Latin rumba, rock, Balkan, other musical styles. Their famous member is a member of the Waterboys, which actually has another CD just came out. It got not long ago. I'll have to play it for you maybe next week. Who knows? Steve Wickham, who was with the Waterboys. And that added some attention, but they're certainly a multi-instrumental outfit. They call themselves a folk orchestra. And they also have Anna Houston from Switzerland, who plays mandolin and cello. They have a Spanish guitarist, so that gives them a flamenco kind of sound. Philippe Carbonell, who actually managed Dervish, a great Irish traditional band for a while. Eddie Lee, a bassist, and a bunch of other people. So they've had, in 2017, they released their fifth CD. About a dozen years they've been together. And they're launching it at a couple of Christmas concerts in Dublin and Sligo. Coming up, so you could still get there if you quickly got on that WestJet flight that goes directly to, does it still go? Anyway, maybe not in the winter. But anyway, you could probably get there even on a bit of a slow boat. But we'll hear a track from their CD, which is the CD called Magpie. And this is called La Partida, which is a tune that I myself have been at sessions where, like, you know, the first, I don't know, eight bars of it or something like that, and everybody starts playing it. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And about 8 to 12 bars in, only the people who really know it still remain. But certainly No Crows knows it. This is La Partida. That's a band called No Crows and something called La Partida. Wonderful job there. And we're coming up to the end of the show, Roots and Branches and Beyond, for this evening. You've been listening to it on Voice of Bon Bay, which is 95.9 in Norris Point, or on CKVB, the Bay of Islands Radio at 100.1 FM. Send me an email if you have any questions or comments, ivan@boir.ca. And I hope you'll join me next week again. One last track. You know, I've got this issue. I tend to play a lot of Quebecois music, French-Canadian music, because I think it's cool. And so I will play Genticorum. I don't think I've played them before. They're a trad Quebec group, a trio. They become a fixture on this sort of the Celtic music circuit, emphasizing, I see the Irish and the Quebecois piece. Been together about 15 years or so. They have 5 albums, travel quite a bit in Canada, U.S., and in Europe. And they're certainly firmly rooted in the soil of Quebec. It's just one more of those power trios. Canada has a few power trios. You know, we've got Rush and we have Triumph and we have Buddy, what's his name, and the other fellers. So maybe it's something that we are good at producing. But Genticorum have very precise, intricate fiddles and flutes and accordions, great vocal harmonies, energetic foot percussion, guitar accompaniment, a jubilant musical feast, that's said somewhere. And they also play for dances, wonderful dances like country dances, Quebec dances, and so on. So if you really want to have a cool 65th birthday party, book Genticorum and book a good dance caller, and people are going to have fun. They're going to have fun. They're not going to have to drink alcohol or anything else because they'll still have fun. It doesn't matter. Dancing is... Anyway... you can do it, you know, move the furniture away and back, and you have a little space there in your living room or wherever you're listening to this. If you're driving in the car, just sort of park the car somewhere and get outside and, you know, dance. Anyway, this is Genticorum and a set of tunes that they, a set of reels that they love to play for dances. They call it L'Avocatière. And it was a tune that was written for the avocado. One of the fiddle player went through an obsession with avocados. In fact, in the liner notes, they give a recipe, his favorite recipe for avocados. But anyways, this is Genticorum. Enjoy. Take care.